Good afternoon. So nice to see you again. I'm here for your scheduled house call. Great. I'll come inside. You have a very lovely home. Can I set my stuff down here? Perfect. I know. It's a tradition I feel that most doctors should bring back. That's why I like to offer it to my patients, especially ones like you who have just had a bit of major surgery. Speaking of, how is the knee doing? Okay. And you're able to put weight on it again. Excellent. Let me just put a note here in my phone about that. Okay. Do you mind having a seat? Great. Oh, yes, house calls. My mother used to have a doctor that would come over to the house for house calls, and it always seemed like such a kind thing to do. I really wish that more doctors did it. So, because my practice is a bit small still, and hopefully will stay that way, I like to go out of my way to do traditional things like that. Okay, great. So, just go ahead and lift your leg up here for me. I assure you it's totally fine. You can put it on my leg. I just want to check the mobility. And that feels okay? How about when I put pressure here? Okay. And can you twist your ankle just a little bit that way for me? Okay. Now the other way. Good. This is all really good. It looks like you're going to be back to normal very soon, which I know is a big deal for you. Sitting at home with the job that you have must be torture. I know. There's only so much daytime TV one can watch. Okay, let me just add this to your notes. So, how is getting around? I know that you're using crutches or had been using crutches, and your mobility is better, but how often do you find yourself relying on them? Oh, excuse me. Sorry. No, continue, please. Okay. I'm sorry. Could I trouble you to ask where the kitchen is so that I could get a glass of water? Through here? Okay. I'll be right back then. Should have brought an extra one with me. Fuck. Okay. Water. Okay. Come on. You can do this. You can make it through this. And then we can go back and we can brew more serum. And then we won't have this little problem. Stop staring at his dick through those sweatpants, though, because that isn't making anything easier. Okay. I can do this. Okay. No. Let me finish my appointment. You can come out later. Please just let me get through my day. I'm so sorry about that. I've been coming down with a bit of a cold, and I haven't really been myself lately, and it just seems to crop up at the most random times. My apologies. Okay, so, we were talking about your mobility with the crutches. Do you think that you can possibly maybe start trying to not favor them as much? I'm thinking that if we signed you up for... I'm sorry. If we signed you up for a bit of physical therapy, they should be able to help you with that. It would probably give you a lot more resistance training and build back up the muscle memory that you've lost. Make sense? Okay. What's that? Oh. Oh, you are having pain. Right. And is that something the physical therapist you had been seeing was working out for you? Oh, I see. It was just a nurse. Right. Probably one of the ones that came around from the hospital to change your dressings and check on the staples. Right. Okay. Well, I have a few more minutes. I wasn't really expecting to do any kind of serious look-see, but we can do that if you'd like. Mm-hmm. Sure, it's not a problem. Tell me where you're feeling most of the pain. Is it around your knee area where you're putting most of your weight, or... Oh. There. Right. Okay. So, I'm sorry. I should have taken my medicine before I came. Here? How about here? It's more sore on the inside part of your thigh. Right? Uh-huh. Sorry. If I didn't know any better, I'd think that you were trying to get me to touch your cock. Sorry. I am. I meant it's just getting dangerously close, and I wasn't expecting to be doing any of this, and... No, what she meant to say is that she really does think that you're trying to get her to touch your cock. Is that what's going on? No. You are mistaken. It's not Dr. Jekyll here anymore. I'm Mrs. Hyde, and we're good friends. She's been doing this weird thing where she likes to try and suppress me, but I'm the more fun of both of us. Sorry. I'm thinking that I should probably get going. I can send someone around to check on you in the next day or so, but I... Sorry about that. She is very persistent, even though she is such a little dormouse, isn't she? Now, let's see. I am also a doctor. Well, kind of. And you're having trouble here, right? Let's not get so hasty. A few minutes ago, you couldn't think of anything you'd rather be doing than having the nice doctor run her hands up and down your thighs, checking to see where it hurts. So what's wrong? Do you not find me appealing? Besides, I'm a lot more fun than she is. She's a bit of a prude, although she is rather pretty. But I like to think that I bring out the best in her. Mm-hmm. You see, we share the same body, of course, but our personalities are vastly different. The nice doctor would probably prefer to go on a couple of dates before she tasted your cock. But me? No. I like to think that I'm more of a fun alternative to having to go on dates. I'm cheap, I'm easy, and I know exactly what I want. You keep looking so scared. You're not going to move around a bunch because, well, you can't, can you? Perfect. Absolutely perfect. You keep saying no, but your cock is just getting harder and harder and harder. So tell me no. Tell me no and actually mean it. And I'll get up, gather the bag, and take us away. Go ahead. I'm waiting. That wasn't very convincing. You picked a good field not being in acting because you kind of suck. Besides, don't you want to play with me? I know that you've had a crush on the doctor for a long time. You've looked at these more times than you can count, haven't you? What's the matter? You didn't think I was going to pull out my tits for you? Go ahead. I know you want to touch them. Every time she's giving you an examination, you can't help but stare down her shirt. Oh, let me guess. You are one of those guys that is all talk and no action until you can be moved to it, of course. Don't worry, it's all right. I have ways to make that happen. Let's not get so hasty. What's the matter? Are you scared? Crazy? Me? No. I just know what I want. And I want you. Oh, is it the knife? Is it making you nervous? You have nothing to worry about. I'm a doctor. I know which places that I could cut you and you'd be fine, and which places would make your blood splatter all over these pretty white walls. But don't worry. I'm not going to use it on you unless you make me. I mean, unless you're into that kind of thing. Are you into that kind of thing? Okay. Now that I have your attention, go ahead. Touch my tits. Do it. You don't want me to get antsy with my surgery hand, do you? I'm very skilled with a knife. Oh, that's it. I do love the good doctor, but if she doesn't get out enough for my liking. And I've been so pent up lately. Yeah. Oh, that's it. Keep going. You wouldn't want my hand to slip, would you? That would be awfully messy. See? It's so good. Your hands feel so good on my tits. So big and rough and callous. I like a man that works with his hands. And so does she, if she's being honest. Between you and me, she has a massive crush on you. You want to know how bad it is? So bad that after your last little appointment, she went home and finger-fucked herself into oblivion. Which is why I've taken it upon myself to help her today, whether she likes it or not. I mean, what are friends for? Now, this is the part where you let me see what's hiding underneath these sweatpants. Oh, still playing a bit hard to get, I see. Let me just make this easier for you.
What am I doing?
I'm tying you to the chair, silly. I don't want you running away or getting up before I'm properly satisfied. So think of it as BDSM. We're going to be really kinky today. Are you going to be my cute little rope bunny? Don't worry. It's going to be fun. I said it's going to be fun. Now, don't make me slap that handsome face of yours again. And you are handsome. Now, don't worry. I'm very good with my hands. Let's get off these sweatpants and... Well. What a gorgeous cock you have. So hard and veiny. And it tastes delicious. You keep saying no, but it twitches like that, and I know you mean yes. See? Men, you're funny. Changes of heart so quickly. No became, okay, well, maybe it feels very good. Yes, I know you like that. How many nights have you stroked your cock thinking about pretty little Miss Jekyll on her knees fucking her face on your cock, huh? Well, now you're making it a reality. Or one of us is. The good thing about me is I'll fuck you better than she ever could. No. You can keep bucking your hips. I like choking on your cock. Buck your hips. Fuck my face. It's doctor's orders after all. Are you getting close to coming? No. We can't have that. I do want to taste it, but I need you inside of me. Let's just get rid of all of these pesky clothes. How is that? Better? Haven't you always wondered what this body looks like naked? Firm, tight, but
curvy in all the right places. I know how much you love staring at this ass when it bends over in a pencil skirt. Yeah. And look at this. I am so fucking wet. So drippy and needy. Don't worry, I won't put too much pressure on your bad leg. I'm just going to climb in your lap like this. Here, let me make it so that you can have access to your hands, because I want them all over me. Oh, and I know how badly you want to touch me. Oh, like that. Oh. Oh, yeah, that feels so fucking good. Oh, well, well, well. Somebody's into the rough stuff. Joke's on you. I like being slapped in the face. I see. So you want to play hardball, do you? Good. Because this soft, sensual shit isn't really my vibe. Oh, yeah. Tell me how much you've dreamed about being inside this tight, hot, wet hole between my legs. Tell me you want to make me your little fleshlight. That you want to fuck me until I'm begging for you to come in all my holes. Do it. What does it feel like? Feeling me from the inside, huh? Having someone so needy and wanty bouncing on the heart. What's wrong? Am I riding it too hard? But you don't understand. Oh, I need it. I want it. It's been since forever. Since I've been fucked right. And then you are going to fuck me right. Go ahead. Fuck me back. Oh, I like it. That's it. Slap my face, grab my hips, fuck me and make me hurt. I want to be feeling it all week. If I didn't know any better, I'd think all of that knife work and being tied up has made you so fucking hot you can't even stand it. I can't get enough of you. The way your cock wheels inside of me. Keep going. Come on. Be a good little patient and make me cum all over this cock. Because I know you're getting close. And I want you to absolutely flood me. I want to be able to feel you linking out of me all day. But first, you need to make me come. Doesn't that feel good? Feeling your cock going soft inside something so wet and warm. I can feel it twitching from you pulsing inside of me. Oh, making me into your filthy little cum dump. But I don't mind. It's what I want. Speaking of, oh, don't get up. Of course I have to get up, silly. You can't be sitting in that chair all day. Not with a bum leg. Besides, I wanted to show you what a mess you've made. Look. And all of that cum just dripping out of my pussy. You like how used you've made me? Look at that. I can just scoop it up with my fingers and eat it. You know, we do taste awfully good together. Feels good, doesn't it? You can thank me later for this, Jackal. I give you all the most fun. No, I was just talking to the good doctor. I think she's going to be returning to see you soon. And hopefully I will too. I'm terribly sorry. I didn't do that. She did that. I won't bill you for this session. Please don't mention this to anyone. I'm working on a serum at the moment, and I haven't worked all the bugs out yet. But I'm hoping that it continues to help me with my terrible social anxiety. I hope you don't mind. I'm just gonna pop around and use your restroom. I don't want to go back to my office smelling like cum.
I'll get a physical therapist for you.
But really, don't tell anyone about this, okay? I would be mortified. Besides, I'm sure I'm on the cusp of getting this all worked out.